The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Ski. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings, one and all, and welcome to this edition of the TWBC podcast. My name is Tony Lightfoot, and I'm glad to welcome you once again, and thank you for your support. Now, one of my good friends here, who is going to be skiing in the upcoming 2025 Swiss Pro Slalom and a number of events during the course of this upcoming summer season, comes to us from a rather unusual place in the world of water skiing. He comes to us from the kingdom of Morocco, and his name is Camille Bamra. How are you doing, sir?
How are you guys doing? Camille here with you.
Nicely done. So, Camille, Morocco, not exactly one of the countries that immediately springs to mind so far as tournament skiers go, but For a lot of people out there, you probably don't have much of a clue as to what Camille Bamra has done in the past, what his potential is in the future. So why don't you tell him a little bit, kind of introduce yourself to the world a little bit, Camille.
So let me tell you, I was a water skier since I was maybe 10 years old, water skied the first time in Morocco, then started doing a bunch of trips around the world. I really got into it, started doing tournaments, and last year we decided that we wanted to do a tournament in Morocco. So we created a company and created an event, a name, invited a bunch of skiers, and there we go.
All right then, and obviously that was the tournament that was making quite a few waves across the world. It was the Camille Marrakesh Pro, which was staged towards the south and central portion of the Kingdom of Morocco. You can actually still watch coverage of it from last season by going to the TWBC YouTube channel. But it was quite a successful event, and the first time we saw a complete pass at 41 off 10.25 meters and into 9.75 meters, courtesy of Will Asher, around about this time last year.
Exactly, it was the first time in Africa.
First time in Africa, and it was such a great moment to see a Will Asher do that, and obviously the other competitors were incredibly grateful that they had the opportunity to compete in that part of Africa, but this time around the pro tournament in Morocco is moving away from Marrakesh, and it's going to the nation's capital of Rabat. So kind of tell us a little bit from your perspective why the move from Marrakesh, and why we're moving to a river course in the nation's capital of Rabat.
So I'll tell you this, we have as an objective to organize the best tournament possible, not only for the skiing part but also for the athletes and the view with you know, the environment of the tournament. The river was a great choice because the infrastructure around it is beautiful, but not only that, it's in the middle of Morocco. What better image we can give of Morocco than the capital, you know?
Absolutely, and one of the very few river courses that exists in the entire world. I mean, you can draw comparisons with like the Moomba Masters, which is a tidal river. But from what I've heard in Rabat, there's about a 4 meter a differential between high and low tide. It's pretty close to the coast. It's gonna be challenging for the skiers. But as you rightly said, you know, whenever we come to a place like either Marrakesh last year or Rabat this year, I mean, they're laying out the red carpet for us, both competitors and those that are working to make this tournament a success.
Well, obviously, we took measures for the river because it is indeed a complicated lake to ski in. But we took measures for that, as well as the tires on the sides of the lake to try to reduce the backwash.
Backwash, diminishing tires.
Exactly, but also other measures. But we mostly focused on how athletes would be treated once they're in Morocco. So the hotel, you know, the environment, the buildings around.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we mainly focused on. But the lake is going to be fine. I feel like skiers would ski pretty well.
Well, it's actually not a lake. It's a river. I mean,
exactly.
It's a river. But I mean, we were certainly looking forward to that. But before we even get to Morocco, we've still got this tournament here, the Swiss Pro Slalom, and you've been training up pretty well for this tournament as far as I can see. How's your training gone up to this point?
I'm training hard. I've been training hard since January. I feel like I'm getting somewhere. You know, I'm just waiting for all these tournaments. Morocco, we got one this weekend or tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Really excited for the upcoming events.
Okay, so we're talking about Swiss Pro Slalom 2025. We're obviously talking about Morocco, which is going to be in the second fall weekend.
And the World Championship, too.
Yes, the World Championship. There's actually two World Championships that TWBC are covering, the World Under-21s. Are you still eligible to ski in that?
Of course, you're going to be there.
Yes, indeed. That is going to be in Predator Bay in Canada. And then possibly the Elite World Championships in the tail end of August? Or is school going to conflict with that?
Well, you know, it all depends on how the first World Championship goes. If I do well, I feel like I'll take a little bit of time to rest. But if I, unfortunately, something bad happens, then I feel like I would come.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to you being in Austria. So, so we've kind of touched upon or alluded to the fact that you are a college student, right? You ski for Rollins College, is that right?
Exactly, yeah, Rollins College.
Okay, so what's been that adjustment been like? Because you've just gotten through the first or second year of being in Rollins.
Third year.
You're actually third year, okay?
So I'm entering into my fourth year, actually.
Actually entering into your senior year, hopefully, if things go right from between late August and all the way through to about this time next year. So what is your major right now?
I'm a business management and communication major.
Communication major, you are a man of my own heart. I can tell you that, and you certainly know how to communicate very, very well indeed. What was that transition like from being someone from Africa to transferring to a U.S. college and being in that environment in Winter Park, Florida, you know, just trying to find your place in America, you know?
Well, that's the thing, you know, I wanted to share my experience of like going from a foreign country to America. It's so big, you don't know everything about the country, you know? So Winter Park is a great place and Rollins College is a great school. They're very small. Rollins has like 3,000 students, I think. And it's, in my opinion, the best option if you're a foreigner. It is the best option if you want to have water ski and studies at the same time.
And certainly they take their academics to a whole new level. I mean, they've got a business school, marketing school there that is among the top rated in the nation. So what's it like to actually ski with those guys in Rollins College? I mean some of the world's best skiers have either been there or currently there right now. So who do you get to ski with in Winter Park whenever you're there on the lake that Rollins uses?
You know, I'm whenever I ski on the lake, I ski usually with Will Brzezi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very nice guy. We ski together there time to time. But also Nikki as well and Jaime.
Jaime.
They both ski on on Lake Virginia as well.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine those slalom sets with Nikki and Jaime and yourself, you know, just really battling it out on Lake Virginia. And Mark Bledsoe is still the team manager, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He's the coach.
What's he been like for you?
Oh, you know, Mark is a very nice guy. You know? He's a very nice guy, but he's also a good mental coach, I feel like. Whenever you're feeling stressed or like it's a 20% day or just not, you know, just not feeling good, Mark is always here to help you.
All right. So, beyond what we've discussed so far as Morocco is concerned in this tournament, Swiss Pro Slalom for 2025, and you've alluded to the World Championships, both of them. Okay, the World U21s over in Canada are Predator Bay, so obviously you have a goal to place high enough in there. But what about some of the other tournaments? Will you be traveling to Europe and following some of the other guys here during 2025? What do you have your eye on?
This season, I'm mainly focusing on the big events. So Swiss Pro, the tournament in Morocco, and World Championship. These are the tournaments I'm going to be focusing on. I'm going to travel in Europe a little bit in between those to train and do a couple smaller tournaments, but I don't have any other pro events upcoming besides those.
I'd have thought you might have traveled a little bit to somewhere like Don Martin or even Botas. You know, hopefully Botas goes ahead. I mean, I've seen some of the pictures from the from Ricardo's site, and it looks It looks quite devastating, but yeah. hopefully things will turn around very, very soon. So what are your goals in this tournament aside from winning? I mean, are you looking for a particular score this season? Are you looking to get to maybe get into 9.75 meters, or you know, or just looking for some consistency all the way throughout the season?
Well, honestly, 9.75 is a little too much for me right now, but if I can try to get a couple scores at 41, it would be a great achievement for the year.
All right, so the goals are set. So we'll wrap up this podcast here. We've gotten a little bit of an insight as to what Camille Bamra is all about. He comes to us from Morocco, and look forward to seeing him in Rabat, you know, which is going to be covered exclusively live on TWBC. So a parting few words for your fans out there, and maybe encourage some folks to watch into what's going on in Morocco.
I just have one advice, and it's that you should watch the webcast in the tournament of Morocco. It's going to be the greatest tournament possible.
Excellent stuff, and look forward to seeing that. And this has been the latest edition of the TWBC podcast. My name is Tony Lightfoot. You've heard from Camille Bamra. So until next time, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.